Watcher, it's Mike Wynn with a special, The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Special? Aren't they all special? Yes, of course they are. But I decided to do a show featuring only Beatles songs. And a relatively quick search of part of my collection provided 67 different Beatles songs by jazz musos, and sometimes multiple versions, well over 20 in the case of yesterday. This will be part one of at least a two-parter. Count Basie and his orchestra made two complete LPs worth of Beatles songs. Obviously, a commercial move, but why not? The songs are often brilliant, and even big bands have to eat. And albums like these can easily attract a new audience to jazz, and Basie in particular in this case. All My Loving was on a Verve LP called Basie's Beatle Bag, recorded LA, May 66. Great Basie piano as well. Next, Shirley Scott. Perhaps a lesser-known John Lennon song, Because, from the Abbey Road LP, here played by Shirley Scott on the Hammond organ on an Atlantic LP called Something, a song we'll hear later, probably next week. This was Feb 70, with Eric Gale and Billy Butler guitars, Chuck Rainey electric bass and Jimmy Johnson drums. Here's one of my fave Beatles songs, Hey Jude. Atco LP recorded in 68, which is an amazing fact, as John and Paul didn't write or record Hey Jude until mid-68, July of 68, in fact, for the recording. So tenor man King Curtis must have been one of the very first musos to cover this anthemic masterpiece. Nothing's known about the other musos other than Curtis on tenor sax, as we already know, and Duane Allman guitar. Yes, King Curtis is more R&B, but it's jazzy too. Two jazz musos died over the holiday period, and, as you know, we always play something by them to honour them and their music. So off I went into the depths of my collection to choose something by both of them. And yes, both have recorded Beatles songs. Here's Vic Juris. George Harrison's wonderful instrumental, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, although George had Eric Clapton do the guitar solo on the original version for the White Album. Guitarist Vic Juris recorded it for Steeplechase in November 2002. Juris died on New Year's Eve of cancer. He was only 66. Very much a musician's musician, a quiet, humble man, but a guitar virtuoso, even though he shunned the limelight. He played lots with Hammond B3 players, Don Patterson, Jimmy Smith, Wild Bill Davis, Shirley Scott as well, and then enjoyed a number of dual guitar working relationships. Larry Coryell, John Etheridge, Borelli Langren, Diz Dizley. Apologies for shortening While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Long song, and it's the title song of this album as well, which also features Jesse Chandler organ and Tim Horner drums. The other jazz muso who recently died was trumpeter Jack Sheldon. with a little help from my friends, a song sung by Ringo on the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club LP. Here in LA 68, it's trumpeter Jack Sheldon on a Dot album called The Warm World of Jack Sheldon. His next LP was The Cool World Of. He'd been a sideman with such notables as Stan Kenton and Benny Goodman before going out on his own, and as well as his considerable body of work as a jazz trumpeter, I've got more than 20 of his albums. He was an actor, voiceover specialist, singer, and a comedian, although I must say his humour, which crept onto some of his LPs, was perhaps more American than international. Jack died on December the 27th at the age of 88. He was backed on, a little help, by Don Sobeski and a large and unnamed orchestra. I've carefully extracted Jack's trumpet solo from a long vocal version of the Lennon-McCartney song, She's a Woman. Jack Jack Sheldon's trumpet solo from an April 65 live gig at Don Mupo's Gold Nugget Club in Oakland, California. That was Howard Roberts on guitar, and he supplied the rather monotonous vocal which I saved you from, but he gave us a brilliant guitar solo to compensate. Joe Mondragon bass and Stan Levy drums. And thanks to Jack Sheldon, who died just 2 weeks ago. She's a Woman, a Paul Compo, a B-side for the Beatles in 64. Next up, Blackbird.
Thank you.
Blackbird, another Paul song, and one of the loveliest of all the Beatles numbers. The original version was just Paul singing and playing acoustic guitar, and oh yes, foot tapping. Here in August 2017, it's the very, very young but amazingly talented pianist Joey Alexander. He had just turned 14 when he recorded Blackbird. There are loads of versions of Michelle. I chose this guitar-led one. And yet another Paul song, Michelle, with a little help from John. It suggested Michelle Phillips of the Mamas and Papas was the original inspiration for that beautiful melody. This version is on a crisscross album called Nine Stories Wide. Jonathan Kreisberg is the leader on guitar, Larry Grenadier bass and Bill Stewart drums. Recorded October 03. That was a probing, fiery solo, as Kreisberg explores intriguing chord substitutions. Well, according to the liner notes. And guess what? Even Duke Ellington recorded a Beatles song. I Want to Hold Your Hand came from a Jan 65 recording date in New York City that ended up on a reprise LP called Ellington 66. That same album also included the Ellington Orchestra's take on All My Loving. Billy Strayhorn did the arrangement, which included a pep section of two muted trumpets and two muted trombones. Counter melodies, counter rhythms, yes, the band took this Beatles song very seriously. Only shame is, it was so short. Main soloists were the majestic Lawrence Brown and Johnny Hodges. Next one is one of my real Beatles faves.
Thank you.
Yes, I know we've played Lynn Ariel's version of Let It Be before, but we really should play it every single week, I think. Lynn piano, Jasper Thompson bass, and another Jasper, Jasper Van Hulten drums. The liner notes call it an introspective and harmonically innovative cover. Let It Be, recorded at Motor Music Studio in Belgium, December 17. Magic. Here's a very old but much cherished LP of mine. At last, another John Lennon song, All You Need Is Love, recorded in June 67 at the Abbey Road Studios in London. The Beatles and George Martin and a large, large orchestra. It took them 58 takes to get it dead right. This World Record Club LP is called Beatle Music by the Session Men, all jazz musos in London, an 18-piece big band, all the arrangements by two of those musos, Ronnie Ross and Bill Lesage. 16 Lennon-McCartney songs here. Great LP. Another big band. That was the 16-piece Buddy Rich Big Band at the Shea Club, LA, Feb 67. That was, as you well know, Norwegian Wood. Actually, the full title was Norwegian Wood, open bracket, This Bird Has Flown, close bracket. John claimed full credit for writing the song, but Paul did certainly contribute. It was on the Rubber Soul LP. Oddly, we haven't had any vocals yet. But will you recognise this singer?
Took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, then I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? You didn't run, you didn't lie. You knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you.
Easy part first, that was Got to Get You Into My Life. Apparently Paul's title referred to his love of cannabis. So who was the singer? Yes, it was a very upbeat Ella Fitzgerald. Knowing it's Ella does allow you to recognise her, but no, not easy at all. The Reprise LP was recorded in London in May 69 and called Ella. Love this next Paul song, Get Back, but this is a very different arrangement.
Thank you.
That was The Three Sounds, live at the IT Club, Hollywood, California, March 1970. The same IT Club the Cannonball Adderley pretended to be at when he recorded his seminal LP, Mercy, 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 in the studio. Oh well, The Three Sounds by this stage had a changed lineup: the ever-present Gene Harris piano, plus Henry Franklin bass and Carl Burnett drums. By the way, the original Get Back had Billy Preston on electric piano. What's the most recorded song of all time, and inevitably has the most jazz interpretations of any Beatles song? Yesterday, written by Paul McCartney and recorded by him on his own, meaning without the other three Beatles, but with two violins, a viola, a cello, and his own acoustic guitar. This possibly over-arranged version by Wes Montgomery was recorded by Rudy Van Gelder, May 68. Lots of strings, lots of recorders, Herbie Hancock piano, Hank Jones harpsichord, Richard Davis bass and Grady Tate drums. Wes guitar, of course, before I forget. Various flutes, oboes, occasional trumpet and bassoon. If that was slightly overcooked, we'll close on this gorgeously simple but sadly short version of John Lennon's masterpiece Imagine by Joey DeFrancesco, Hammond B3. I really hope you've had fun and that I've included some of your fave Beatles numbers. I'm still swamped in LPs and CDs, all jazz versions of Beatles songs, probably enough for at least five more shows. Well, we'll have one more next week, certainly, when I hope you'll rejoin me, Mike Wynn, for another Beatle-based The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please, take care, be well.